He's a fast-talking, real Hollywood-type press agent. And I manage this little girl singer played by Linda Evans, who is a beautiful girl, named in the movie Sugar Cane. It's about skydiving, it's about surfing, it's about dancing, it's about motorcycle. Just about everything that's contemporary with the kids today is in this movie. Which I could watch all day and have no idea what they're doing. I think if you've had ballroom instruction, it's almost, because it's like unlearning everything you learned. You use absolutely the different parts of your body. It used to be, you know, very important to stand with your back and only your knees bent. Well, it's just the opposite in these kind of dance. I can't learn them. I watch and watch, and I wish I could. Oh, no, I can't even skip. Frankie Avalon, Annette Funicello, Jody McRae, John Ashley, Deborah Wally, Harvey Limbeck. They're all nice, nice kids. Ohio. And I'm working with Earl Wilson, so he's, you know, the Ohio booster of all times. All my scenes are with Earl. And I knew Earl in New York, and he's such a nice guy. I asked him to come out, and he plays Earl Wilson himself. I asked him to come out to, just in regard to my promoting this young girl singer. And he comes out and writes about her in his columns. Well, I would have to say the stage version was my turning point. Again, I've always, New Faces of 52 was a turning, it seems like every time I work I'm discovered. But I must say that Birdie got me the Perry Como show, which was an enormous step for me. The exposure a show of that has, and I was on it 2 years. Well, I've always wanted to make movies. It's my favorite of all the mediums. And if I can maintain and keep up the career in movies, I wouldn't care if I did anything else. Thank you very much.